The following segment is from the off-day debrief on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Let's go to the Eagles now, BLG. I was so happy for you. I was happier for you, I think, than I was for me in the draft, because I had to hear you talk over and over again on the off-day debrief about how Philly needed blue-chip guys. They needed to do the smart, obvious thing and trade up and get blue-chip players, and here they are. They move up, they trade with a division rival, and they get a Heisman Trophy-winning wide receiver.
They got Devontae Smith, so I was going to put the Eagles as a winner, you know, for our winners and losers. But really, I think I am the winner here personally, because I was calling for this to happen. Clearly, I bullied the Eagles into doing this. Jokes aside, this Eagles draft was different in years past in that they kind of went chalk, and especially compared to last year in 2020 when they tried to like really outthink themselves and, oh, we know better than the consensus. And actually, Justin Jefferson, not that great. Let's take Jalen Reagor. Oh, we know better than everyone else. Let's take a quarterback with our number 53 overall pick, even though we just signed Carson Wentz to a contract extension a year ago. So they didn't try to do something totally galaxy brain this year. If you go by the Athletic's consensus big board, which Harif Hassan does a good job with every year, former Daily Norseman contributor Harif Hassan, I think the Eagles were like seventh in terms of draft value. So I like to see that. I like to see that they didn't try to outsmart themselves. They got Devontae Smith. That really matters more than anything. I almost don't even care about the rest of the draft at that point. Like, the Landon Dickerson thing is a big deal, and that'll be a big factor ultimately, like, as we look down the line. But to me, like, they got Devontae Smith. That's all that matters. He's going to be awesome. Easily the best wide receiver in the NFC East now, especially from Alabama.
You know, BLG was kind of pre-taking, you know, when he was planting, oh yeah, Devontae Smith is this year's Justin Jefferson. Like, trying to make amends for last year, you know, like in the process, so that like if the Eagles wound up with him, he'd be able to fall back on that. So well done by BLG. It's a great job kind of hedging your bet. You mentioned the Athletic, Dane Brugler, who I talked about a moment ago. He power ranked all 32 draft classes, and he actually had the Eagles number one. And it's hard to disagree with this. I think the Eagles, look, it's a lot of fun to talk about this, but like, they're obviously in a state of disarray. And I do think this is the right first step. Like, it's literally a first step, which they have outthought themselves on before. I did see a Galaxy Brain take that I saw Kist shared on Twitter. Some Eagles, I don't know who it was, BLG, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Some Eagles fans said that it actually worked out better this way, that the Eagles drafted Jalen Reagor, because if they drafted Justin Jefferson, there's no way they end up with Devontae Smith. So this was really the sorry, but I saw Kiss shared that dude like at 2 a.m. and was like, and with that, good night. It was just such a great end to that night.
No. Disagree. Hard disagree.
So I don't know, though, RJ, are they in a state of disarray? Because I'm looking at this and I say, OK, they drafted Jalen Reagor in the first round last year. He didn't flash like the other guys, but maybe he could still be good. They have Devontae Smith. They have Travis Fulgham. Right. They're trying to rebuild the offensive line a little bit.
Travis Fulgham getting mentioned with two first round picks, by the way, here. Just, you know,
he did lead the NFL in receiving for 4 weeks last year, which is insane. But look, I'm not saying I'm all in on him. I'm just saying, like, that's
here's my
crazy
point. My point is, I think that there's enough around Jalen Hurts to be like, hey, you got to flash this year. Show us something. The cupboard isn't totally bare. And if they don't, I mean, they have extra first round picks. They're probably going to have a Colts first round pick next year. They have the Dolphins first round pick. Like, great. They go through this year. If Hurts is the guy, awesome. They can, you know, build up around him next year. And if he's not, they've got the ammo to get a quarterback. I don't see the Eagles in terms of disarray.
I just mean functionally in disarray. Like, you're right. Like, and that's why, like, I would have loved the Eagles, you know, to take a quarterback at six if they had stayed there. That would have been awesome. And so, yeah, I mean, this was a responsible overall execution of the plan. And I also think, and I could make this argument both ways. I know a lot of Eagles fans, BLG, hated the Landon Dickerson pick. And it obviously, you know, I think people hate this because it crystallizes reality. Because people are like, why are we doing this? Jason Kelsey's still here. You know, it's like, well, yeah, the end is coming. And so, like, I'm fascinated to see what this team looks like when all of the remnants of the Super Bowl team is gone. And I think that will be a really interesting state of the Eagles overall. Like, I mean, I'm surprised Zach Ertz is still on the team. But I, like, again, there's a lot of smart moves, I think, being made with regards to the future. I didn't think that I was going to come here and say that, but I mean, a spade is a spade. And like, I think the Eagles were very smart. They got lucky that Devontae Smith fell to them. I do think, and I know we all want to talk about Justin Fields, but if he is a superstar, it will be hilarious to look back at all of the teams that passed on him, but specifically the Eagles, if Jalen Hurts doesn't pan out.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.